Shalom to all. Today's office is Yerushalmi Sukkot Daf Vav, and Lo'ez Rosh Hashanah Sadaf San Hamud Beis about halfway through at the two dots with the words Rosh Epsal Yotzim and Eschach. And the article Rosh Sadaf, it's on Vav Amud Alf about two lines in. And today's office sponsor Lili Nishmas Marsh Mirim Sarah Basar Yaakov Moshe Hernish Shama should have an Aliyah. Sukkot tells us Rosh Epsal Hayotzim and Sukkot Nidoni Kesukkot. The head or the tip of the psal that's coming out of the Sukkot, that's judged like the Sukkot. What does that mean? So psal is another word for Eschach. The reason why it's called that is because we know the pasuk calls Eschach Psoilas Garin. So we're calling the schach psal. What this means basically is that the schach is much longer than the sukkah itself, and it goes beyond the sukkah. As the schach is covering a larger area than the actual walls of the sukkah, that's perfectly fine. That's judged like a sukkah. You can look at your picture over here, and that's about the stuff. It's at the bottom labeled picture aleph, and you see over here the schach is coming out of the sukkah. It's not on the walls itself. It's not a problem. You could sit under that area of schach, even though you're not surrounded by any walls. That's 100% kosher. Now Rav Chana says b'shem Rabbanan Taman ubovad al pnei kula. It has to be across the entire width or length of the sukkah, as we see in that picture. So the sukkah is 10 feet wide. All of those 10 feet have to be covered by schach going out. It can't just be that part of the schach is going beyond the sukkah and part of it isn't. Rav Yaakov Racha quotes Rav Yosef, who says in the name of Yechonon, B'shem Rabbi Shaya, Va'afilu sheloi keneged ha'doifen, that's Rabbi Girsa, that's even if it's not proportionate to the wall, that's the way we just explained it, that even though it's going beyond the wall of the sukkah, it's extending past the wall, not a problem. You could sit under that area and it's perfectly fine. However, Yaakov Racha quotes Rav Chia, who said in Rabbi Yechonon B'shem Rabbi Shaya, the opposite, we take out the next two words from the Girsa, and he holds that it has to be keneged ha'doifen, only where the wall is. And that's basically the third picture we have over here on the bottom left of the Ha'ez V'Hadar Daf. That, for example, if we have our minimum size sukkah, which is two walls that are seven, and the third wall is only one tefach, so we can cover that entire area with schach, and that means that on one part of the sukkah, it's resting on the walls, but on the other part of the sukkah, where we only have a wall that's a tefach, the other six tefachim are being covered by schach, but they're not actually resting on a wall, no problem, that's fine, and that's what we're allowed to sit under, and that's what this din of psal hayotzim and schach is. So ask the Gemara, al dati Rabbi Yosa, according to Rabbi Yosa, nicha, this is great, it's a fantastic chiddush, that even though the schach is extending completely beyond all of the walls, you could sit underneath it, so it's a fantastic chiddush. But al dati Rabbi Chiya Barba, according to Rabbi Chiya Barba, my kiltaba, what type of kula is this? Obviously, in our example, if we have our minimum size sukkah of two walls that are seven, and the third wall being one, but the entire area is being covered by schach, what type of kula is it that you're allowed to sit under the entire area of schach? That is the minimum size sukkah, and of course you're allowed to sit there. So what's the chiddush in this din? And the answer is chamasim ruim tzilasa, that even though in that area where you're sitting, there's more sun than shade, it's not a problem, and it's still valid to sit there. In other words, it's a totally different chiddush. It's not so much regarding schach not being on a wall, it's more talking about this din that the Mishnah had mentioned, which we're going to speak about in just a minute in greater detail, that there has to be more shade than sun. What we're learning over here from the din of psal yotze is that even if there's an area of the sukkah that happens to have more sun than shade, that's not a problem. As long as the majority of the sukkah has more shade than sun, that one spot that happens to have more sun than shade is perfectly fine to sit under. That's what Gemara continues with, quoting the Mishnah, there's more sun than shade in the sukkah, it's possible. Now, what's the diuk that we make out of that? It's mashma that if there's 50-50, half sun, half shade, that's perfectly kosher. The problem is, we have a Mishnah later on that tells us, sukkah miduvleles, a sukkah that's miduvleles, this is the lashon of balul, all mixed up, that we have kosher and pasul schach all mixed up. If it has more shade than sun, it's kosher. Now, what's that mashma? That if it's 50-50, it's pasul. So that's a stira. Hachatamar ksheira v'hachatamar psula. Over here, you say that it's kosher, meaning the diuk is that if it's 50-50, it's kosher. Whereas in this din of sukkah meduvleles, we just made the diuk that if it's 50-50, it's pasul. How do we answer this? The answer is Rabban Kesar in court v'yitzchak bar Nachman b'shem Rav Shaya Shanyahi. This case is different. The case of sukkah meduvleles is referring to something specific. Be'ilin shadarka lepasa. It's referring to certain schach pasul that sprouts. In other words, it's talking about schach pasul. For example, a vine which is still connected to the ground that over sukkahs is going to end up sprouting more leaves, and that means that you're going to end up increasing the amount of schach pasul you have in your sukkah. Therefore, the Mishnah is telling us that the shade of the sukkah meduvleles has to be more than the sun, because if you start out sukkahs with it being 50-50, that means that on sukkahs it's going to end up sprouting more schach pasul, and that means that there's going to be more schach pasul and schach kasher. So that's why in that Mishnah it says that there has to be more shade than sun, as opposed to in our Mishnah, we're just talking about a regular sukkah that just happens to not have so much schach, and so the psul is if there's more sun than shade, but if there's equal amounts of sun and shade, that's not a problem. And on to Vav Amud Aleph, Halacha Beis, brand new Mishnah. The Mishnah tells us, Sukkah Hayoshana, an old sukkah, Beishamay Pasun, Beishil Machshirin, Beishamay Pasuz, Beishil Machshir. Now, Ezu Yayoshana, what does that mean, an old sukkah? Kol Shasa, Koydim Lchag Shleshim Yoim, as it was made more than 30 days before sukkahs. So what's the machlokes? Beishamay holds that that a sukkah has to be made l'shem sukkahs. You have to do a hini muchen mezumen. I'm making my sukkah for sukkahs. And since it's more than 30 days before sukkahs, you're not thinking about sukkahs. You're just making a hut and putting covering on top for protection from the sun, and that's not valid according to Beis Shammai. But Beis Hillel holds, your sukkah doesn't have to be made l'shem sukkahs, and therefore, even if it was made more than 30 days before sukkahs, it's not a problem. However, says Mishnah, aval ha'masal l'shem achag, if it was made l'shem yichud, that this is for sukkahs, afilo mitchilas hashana k'shera, even if it was made from the beginning of the year, it's kosher. Now, it's important to point out over here, the sukkah that we're talking about over here is not the walls. The walls don't make a difference. It's the schach. In other words, Beis Shammai holds that when you put the schach on top of the sukkah, it has to be put on there l'shem sukkahs. According to Beis Hillel, it does not have to be. So more quotes of Mishnah, sukkah hayashana Beis Shammai pasu Beis Hillel machshirin. And Tony, we have a brisa. Even according to Beis Hillel, tzarech l'chadish badavar. You still have to mechadish. You have to renew something. You have to do something to the sukkah in order, so to speak, prepare it for sukkahs. Even though technically it's kosher, you have to mechadish something. And what does it mean? You have to mechadish. So chavraya amri tefach. The colleagues of Chum in the Beis Medrash said you have to add on a tefach of nuschach because that shows that you're doing it l'shem sukkahs. Really, the rest of the sukkah is fine. You don't have to rebuild it and put on all the schach brand new, but you have to at least add on a tefach by tefach of schach. Whereas Rabbi Yosef Omer, he says kol shu, you could even add on the thinnest amount of schach. It doesn't have to be a tefach. However, manda amar kol shu, according to his manda amar kol shu, that's Rabbi Yosef, ubovad al pnei kula. It at least has to go across the entire sukkah, either the width or the length, which means you could use a very, very skinny branch. It doesn't have to be a tefach wide, but it does have to go across the whole length or width of the sukkah. And that shows, again, even according to Beis Hillel, that you're making this l'shem sukkahs. Says the Gemara, afa matzah kein, it's the same thing with matzah. Matzah yishana, old matzah, to flok to Beis Shammai Beis Hillel, it's machlok to Beis Shammai Beis Hillel. Beis Shammai says it was made more than 30 days before Pesach, so you didn't have in mind for Pesach, and therefore it's possible. Whereas Beis Hillel says, no problem, even though you didn't have in mind for Pesach, it's still kosher. However, Rabbi Yosef says that no, divra ha-koyl-hi. This is according to everybody, meaning Beis Hillel agrees to Beis Shammai that if it was made more than 30 days before Pesach, it's no good, you can't use it. Why is that? Mekimin shalai yosol l'shem Pesach, since he didn't make it for Pesach, davar bari shalai diktek ba, it's clear, it's obvious, we know 100% that he was not medactic with it. He wasn't careful to make sure it didn't become chametz, because since he wasn't making it for Pesach, so he wasn't really 100% careful and medactic that he should do it properly for Pesach, so even Beis Hillel agrees to this. On to another din, sukkas harayim, a shepherd's sukkah, sukkas hayaitrim, a potter's sukkah, ksheira, they're both kosher. What's a sukkas harayim? So shepherds are out in the field, they're in the open, exposed to the elements, and they would make themselves booths or huts covered by schach, basically, in order to protect themselves from the sun, and such a sukkah is perfectly kosher. That's because they intended for it to protect themselves for shade purposes, and even though they didn't intend that it's for the sukkah's holiday, that's perfectly fine, because this is according to Shittas Beis Hillel. Sukkas HaYotzer is very similar. A Yotzer is a potter, he's somebody who makes pottery, and these fellows would actually make two different sukkahs. One was the back one that they would live in, the one in front is where they would sell their pottery out of, and here as well, it's perfectly kosher sukkah for sukkahs. Now sukkas HaKusim, a sukkah that was made by Kusim or by non-Jews, Asuya Kilchasa, it was made Kehilchasa, Ksher is kosher, Shalai Kehilchasa Psul, if it's made Shalai Kehilchasa, it's pasul. And over here when we're saying Kehilchasa or Shalai Kehilchasa, this means that they made it for shade. If they built themselves a sukkah, a booth of sorts, for shade, they wanted to protect them from the sun, that's fine, that could be used as a sukkah for sukkahs. Now we discuss the bracha for a sukkah. Ha'oisa sukkah la'atzma, if a fellow makes a sukkah for himself. Ma'o Aymer, what does he say? Baruch Hashem Yishanam Soysa V'tzivanu La'sois sukkah. La'achir, if he makes a sukkah for somebody else, what does he say? La'sois sukkah l'shmai. Although the Rosh says that the bracha should be like a regular brachas ha-mitzvahs, ala siyas sukkah. Now nichas le'shev ba, when he goes into the sukkah to sit down, that's on sukkahs itself, Aymer, he says, Baruch Hashem Yishanam Soysa V'tzivanu le'shev ba sukkah. And mishum mevarech aleh b'lei l'yom tov rishon, from when he makes a bracha on it, that first night, when he makes his le'shev the first night, ein yitzarech levarech aleh od me'ata. He doesn't have to make any more brachas, and that's because this is a mitzvah she'ena pesekes. It's a mitzvah that doesn't end. You have to be in the sukkah all sukkahs, so you only make one bracha leishev at the beginning of sukkahs, and that's it. Now Chanan Bar Ba says b'shem Rav Uzman, what about the din of zman, which is shechiyanu? So for sure he makes a shechiyanu when he built his sukkah. So the question is, mekivin shechashecha, now once it got dark, meaning it's the first night of yontif, ma'u sheyitzarech lahazkir zman, does he have to mention zman? Does he say shechiyanu because now it's yontif? Or maybe since he had made his sukkah for sukkahs and he already made a bracha zman then, so perhaps that goes on the yontif sukkahs. So Rav Shaya Amar, he says tzarech lahazkir zman, he still has to mention zman. He has to say shechiyanu on the first night of sukkahs. And Rav Ilam Amar tzarech lahazkir zman, and Rav Zvid Amar tzarech lahazkir zman, and Rav Chiya Bar Ada Avad Lo Shmua. Rav Chiya Bar Ada said this in the name of many people. There was Eric quoted Rav Yitzchak Bar Nachman said b'shem Rav Shaya, said b'shem Rav Yehuda Bar Pazi, b'shem Rav Chama Avad Rav Shaya Mekim Shechashecha tzarech lahazkir zman. Moving on to Halacha Gimel, the Mishnah tells us Ha'isa Sukkasay Tachas Ha'ilon Ki'ilu Asab Besay Chabayas. A person built his sukkah underneath a tree, it's like he made it inside a house. The pasuk tells us Basukas Teshu Shivas Yamim, and as we mentioned a few daf ago, the word Basukas is Chaser. It doesn't have a vav there. It's not spelled Samach Chaf Vav Saf, and we could read it as Sukkas. It's Chaser. What do we learn from here? That your sukkah just has to be one plain regular sukkah with one schach. Again, that's the key, the schach. And it can't be schach underneath another schach. It can't be schach underneath a tree. It can't be schach in the house. And therefore, if you build a sukkah underneath a tree, it's pasul. It's like it's in a house. And we continue discussing cases of this. Sukkah al gabe sukkah, a sukkah on top of another sukkah. Hol yonik shera, the upper sukkah is kosher. Vatachtein psula, the bottom sukkah is pasul. That's because the bottom sukkah is like sukkah tachas a sukkah. Whereas Rabbi Yudah, where he says, im ein diurin bel yoyna, if there's no people living in the upper one, hatachtein kshera, the bottom one is kosher. Now, vav amez on top, the Gemara tells us, shnei schachin zel gabe ze, we have two schachs, one on top of another. Ho el yoyin chamasim ru mitzila asai, the upper one has more sun than shade, meaning there's not so much schach there, and it could also be that there is a lot of schach, that's not the main point. The ikar over here is, hatachtein ein chamasim ru mitzila asai, the bottom one doesn't have more sun than shade. However, whichever schach in the bottom one is directly underneath schach in the upper one, so that schach in the bottom one is pasul, because that schach tachas a schach. And so what does it turn out? That alidei ze ve'alidei ze tzilasim ru mechamasan, that in between both of these schachs, we have more shade than sun. The question is, kamihei beinein mitzarfu, how much is in between them and they'll be mitzarf with each other? In other words, at what point do we say that this is considered two schachs and the bottom one is pasul because it's schach tachas a schach, whereas if there's less than that amount of space in between them, we would say that this is really just all one schach, it's considered like one, even though there is a gap in between them, and it would be perfectly fine because we have more shade than sun, and that's fine. So chain amarayin, we have machlekes amarayin. Chad number one says asara, that it's 10 tfachim. There has to be 10 tfachim in between the two schachs in order to say they're not together, and that's because that's the shear of a sukkah. We know the minimum height of a sukkah is 10 tfachim. So if the upper schach is 10 tfachim above the lower schach, we can't consider them together. Whereas chad number one, the other one says arba, it's 4 tfachim, and that's because 4 tfachim is a makam chashuv, and that means that even if it's just 4 tfachim according to the second mando amar, it's already considered two schachs. However, masam mando amar asara, mando amar arba, the one who holds 10 asks the one who holds 4, mishum oil, you want to ask for this because of oil? Oil basically means a roof. You're saying that 4 tfachim is considered a makam chashuv, and therefore the upper schach is considered being mahil, it's considered providing a roof over the lower one, and that's why it's pasul. Well, here's the issue. Matsanu oil shu tefach. We found in Dinim of Toma that we can have oil that's even 1 tefach, so why are you saying 4 tfachim? You should say that even if the upper schach is 1 tefach above the lower schach, that already should be considered two separate things, they can't be connected. And we conclude with this question, there's no answer to that shita. Let's just conclude our explanation of the Mishnah. The Mishnah told us, Rabbi Huda says, if there's no one living in the upper sukkah, so the bottom one is kosher. Ask the Gemara, ma, what's the Mishnah referring to when it says diurin? There's no diurin in the upper one. Diurin mamish? Does it mean actual real people? I feel a re'uyul diurin. Maybe it means it just has to be fit for people. In other words, maybe Rabbi Huda is saying that if it's not right for diurin, if you're not able to live in the upper one, so then the lower one is kosher. But if you're able to live in the upper one, even if there's no one in the upper one, it's pasul. Or maybe he's not saying that. Maybe he's referring to actual people. If there's actual people using the upper one, then the lower one is pasul. But if there's no one using the upper one, even though it is ra'i for dira, the bottom one is still kasher. And the answer is, from that which an elderly yid, a zakein, taught in front of Rabbi Ze'ira, this was his version or his explanation of Rabbi Yehuda's Mishnah, that v'afilu hatachtonik sheira, even the lower one is kasher. In other words, Rabbi Yehuda's lashon of the Mishnah was, im ein diurin bel yoyna hatachtonik sheira. Here the zakein is teaching, v'afilu hatachtonik sheira. If there's no diurin in the upper one, even the lower one is kosher. Now, what does that mean? Even the lower one is kosher. Les Barnash Amar Afilu, you don't have a person saying even, Ella Duhu Madal Kadmaisa. That's only if he agrees with the previous thing, which means it must be that what's being said over here is if there's no diurin del yoina, even the lower one is kosher. Dehainu, the upper one is for sure kosher, and the lower one is now also kosher because there's no diurin in the upper one. What does this tell us? Hadamar diurin mamish. It must be that Rabbi Huda is referring to actual people living in the upper one. It can't be referring to that it's not royal adira, because then how could this merit be taught? Vafilu atachtonik sheira, which is mashma, the upper one's kasher, you wouldn't be able to use the word vafilu if the upper one wasn't roi ladira. Therefore, it must be that Rabbi Huda is telling us that even though the upper one is roi for people to live in, as long as there isn't anyone actually living in it, it's in the lower one's kasher. We're going to stop here for the day and pick up the one with halacha dalid. For now, everyone should have a wonderful day.